It's never too early to start preparing for your Tes Kislev. That's definitely true. Okay, so we're entering into the world of the Baal HaTanya. I don't mean any disrespect to the Maggid of Mezrich. We kind of skipped a generation going from the 10 teachings of the Baal Shem Tov, and now we're going to the Baal HaTanya. But a few people wanted to do it, and a few people expressed excitement once I said that we're going to try to learn the Baal HaTanya's Shar HaYichud VaHa'emuna. Now you can see at the top of the page, it says, Lukute Amarim Chelek Sheni. Because even though we usually refer to the Tanya as the Sefer Tanya, right? And that's because the first word of the first chapter of the first Chelek of Tanya begins with a Braisa. Tanya was taught in a Braisa. But really, the Alter Rebbe called it Lukute Amarim, which really means collected teachings, gathered teachings. And in a certain sense, the section that we're about to learn, which is typically printed as Chelek Sheni, in a certain sense was really supposed to be Chelek Rishon. The Lubavitcher Rebbe used to say, you even see it from the way that he references, as I will explain later on, and he's referencing things that we have in the first section. So in a certain sense, we're really starting from the beginning, in a sense, of the teachings of the Chelek Baal HaTanya. Okay, his Yahrzeit's not too far off also, Chav Dalet Teves. Baal HaTanya passed away in the year 1812. And we have so much from the writings, the teachings of the Baal HaTanya. Much of it is very difficult, but I think you'll find that this is very much really just a hemshech and a perish on a single yesod of the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh. And it's written in a way that it is so refined, as everything the Baal HaTanya wrote is, but it's so refined, it's so accessible, that I think we'll find it to be very, very practical and very real. Okay, the introduction, the Sefer Shar HaYichud VaEmunah has 12 chapters, but it has an introduction as well. And that introduction, HaNikra B'Shem Chinuch Katan. Okay, and we'll see why it's called Chinuch Katan. Chinuch Katan sounds like the education of a child. And he's going to begin with a pasuk about educating a child. But I think it's not by chance, right, that when you have the introduction plus the 12 chapters, it's a total of 13. The same way that they talk about the number of chapters in the main section of Tanya, and why it's 53 chapters, and how it corresponds to the 53 parshios of the Torah. The Zohar says there's 53 parshios in the Torah. So I think, as we'll see, so much of what this is about is going to be about Shema Yisrael and Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuso L'Olam Ve'ed, our Kabbalas Ol Malchus Shemayim, our daily declaration that Hashem is what? That Hashem is Echad. Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So I don't think it's by chance that in total we have 12 chapters plus an introduction. Is 13 is Gematria Echad. Right, this is the introduction to Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. Okay, so friends, so let's learn inside. Let's see, and I think you're going to enjoy it. I was debating if we should learn it slower with a Peirush or try to move more quickly. I think the plan is to try to move more quickly. There are definitely beautiful Peirushim, Rav Yaal Kahn. Has a beautiful Hezber. I thought about maybe learning it inside, but I think I'd rather kind of cover some ground and just have an opportunity to familiarize ourselves with the Yesodos. And if you want to learn it more be'ian, there's what to look at. Okay? So we're learning the introduction to the Shar HaYichud VaEmuna, HaNikra B'Shem Chinuch Katan. Melukat Mipi Svarim U'Mipi Sofrim. Ideas that are collected and gathered and based on Svarim, on books, and Sofrim, and teachers. The sixth Lubavitcher Rebbe, the Rebbe Rayat, said Svarim usually refers to the Maharal and the Shla Kadosh, and Sofrim refers to the Baal Shem Tov and the Maggid of Mezrich. Kedoshe Elyon Nishmas An Eden, holy souls that are no longer with us. Miyusad Al Parsha Rishona Shel Kriyashma. And as we'll see, we're going to try to understand the depths of Kriyashma, again, Shar HaYichud VaHa'emuna, right, Echad, to understand what we're saying in Shema. But before we get there, we need this introduction, okay? Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yasur Mimena. Chever, you know the pasuk. It's a famous pasuk. Chanoch Lenar Al Pi Darko, educate a child according to his derech, Gam Ki Yazkin, so that when he grows old, Lo Yasur Mimena. So says the Baal HaTanya, if I'm teaching a child according to his way, that means it's very childish. So the question is, so why do I want him to grow up and hold on to that? Think about it. It's such a simple question. I remember the first time I learned this. It's like such an obvious question. Teach a child in accordance with his childish ways, alpi darko, in accordance with his derech, and that way, when he grows old, he'll still act like a child. Why do you want to act like a child? Why don't you want to mature? Why don't you want to grow up? Says the Baal HaTanya, he named me dechsiv alpi darko. If I'm teaching him according to his way, I'm not teaching him according to the ideal way. I'm teaching a child in accordance with the child's way. Mashma she'ena derech ha'emes la'mito. That's implied that I'm not teaching him the ultimate way. Ve'im kein mai ma'al yusa. So then what is the advantage? Shagam ki yaskin lo yasur mimena. Why do I want to hold on to it? Maybe he should graduate from it. He should move past it. Everyone understands the question. It's a very good question. If I'm teaching a child according to the ideal way, so then great, he should continue that forever. But if I have to kind of bring it down to the child's level, so why do I want him to hold on to that when he becomes a zaken, when he becomes old? When he grows in his avodas Hashem, why do I want him to hold on to his childish understanding of things? Explains the Baal HaTanya, Achine muda azos. You need to know this. Kisharshe avodas Hashem v'yesodosea hein dechilu urechimu. The foundation of all of avodas Hashem is rooted in dechilu and rechimu. Don't be intimidated by the words. You just have to know how to translate them. Dechilu means awe, yira, and rechimu means ahava. Everything in avodas Hashem is rooted in yira and ahava. Hayira, the awe that we have, the deep respect, and sometimes even fear that we have of Hashem. The shoresh v'yesod l'sur meira is the root and the foundation of sur meira, of staying away from negativity. When I recognize how great Hashem is, and I'm in awe of Hashem, and I tremble before Hashem, and I really believe that there's accountability for my actions, so I avoid doing bad things. I stay away from making bad choices. And the ava, the rechimu, which is ava, is the root, is the foundation of ase tov, of all the positive things that I'm going to do. V'kiyum kol mitzvos ase, it's the motivating factor in all mitzvos ase, d'araisa u'd'rabanan. Kamoshi yisbar m'makoman, as will be explained, right, as yisbar, as will be explained. Again, that implies, and the answer, by the way, is in Tanya. So that implies that Tanya actually came, what we call, you know, the first section of Tanya really maybe was supposed to be printed after this section. Okay, whatever that is. Lubavitcher Rebbe, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, spoke about it. But again, we have Ava and we have Yira. We have Yira and we have Ava. Now, look what he says in parentheses. U'mitzvas hachinuch, hi gam kein b'mitzvas asei, k'mo shekosov b'orachayim simin shin mem gimel. Chinuch is not just about telling your kids what not to do. What the Gemara calls la'afrisha mi'isura, that if you see a child doing something that's against the Torah, you try to pull the child back to stop him from doing negative, but you have to educate your child in the positive. And the positive, we're saying, is rooted, all of mitzvos asei are rooted in ahava. So, chevra, we have to now ask ourselves, so how do you teach ahava? That's what the Baal HaTanya wants to teach us tonight. How do you teach ahava? Isn't ahava just a feeling? Isn't ava just an emotion? How do you teach someone ava? Is ava a teachable thing? I could tell you what not to do. I could stop you from doing averos. But how do I teach you to love Hashem? And that's part of the mitzvah of chinuch. That's a halacha. In Orachayim Simen Shin Mem Gimel. To positively educate your child. Chanuch lenar al pi darko. So how do I do that? V'hine ba'ava k'siv b'sov parshas Ekev. Asher anochi mitzave eschem la'asosa. Chevra, the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Ekev, I command you, Asher Anochi Mitzava Eschem La'asosa, I command you to do this, La'ava Es Hashem. Chevra, I ask you again, how do you do Ava Es Hashem? Isn't Ava Es Hashem a feeling? Isn't Ava Es Hashem an attitude that a person has? How do you do Ava Es Hashem? Okay, sorry, I think we froze. Let's try again. So again, the Pasuk says at the end of Ekev, Asher Anochi Mitzav Eschem La'asosa, I'm commanding you to do this. And what is Hashem commanding us to do? To do La'avas Hashem. To do loving Hashem. How do you do? What's the asiya? What's the doing of loving Hashem? V'tzarech lahavin eich shayich l'shon asiya gabe ahava shebelev. How do you command someone to do Ahavas Hashem? Isn't Avas Hashem a feeling? Why does the Torah use the verb, right, ayin sin hey, to do, in the context of Avas Hashem? How do you do Avas Hashem? So explains the Baal HaTanya, there's two types of Ava. There's an Ava that you can work on, and an Ava that you just have. And we're going to try to understand the Ava that you can work on, the Ava that can grow, the Ava that a person can develop. Acha inyan hu sheyesh shnei minei Avas Hashem. There's two types. However, there's two types of Avas Hashem. Ha'achas hi kolos ha'nefesh b'tiva el bora. One type of Avas Hashem is this natural longing of the soul to be madly in love with Hashem. And how does a person experience that? Kasher tizgaber nefesh ha'sichlis al ha'chomer. When a person elevates his nefesh ha'sichlis, he elevates his intellect. He elevates his deeper dimensions over his body, over his chomer, over his physicality. And he suppresses, and he's able to humble, to subjugate his body, that his body shouldn't have the upper hand. When a person is in control of their body, when a person elevates their soul, and a person suppresses the desires of the body, so then a person automatically is filled with this explosive love for Hashem, the greatest pleasure in the world. A person feels this Ava, which we'll talk about, is called an Ava b'ta'anugim. It's a level of love that only big tzaddikim, who have completely conquered their body, so to speak, are able to experience. However, it's Kislev, so let's tie it into Chanukah for a minute. We know that the Yevanim were very obsessed with the body. The Yevanim were very focused on physicality. The Yevanim were very interested in Chomer, in physicality. And we, Bnei Yisrael, we try to rise above physicality. So the Svarim HaKadoshim say that the gematria of Chanukah is the same gematria as Guf. Why is that so? Because on Chanukah, we try to fight back against the guf. We try to elevate the soul over the guf. We try to emphasize the neshama over the body. It's interesting that when the Yevanim came and attacked the Beis HaMikdash, and they breached, partzu chomos migdalai, they made breaches in the Beis HaMikdash. So Chevra, what does the Mishnah say? It says the Yevanim made 13 holes, 13 breaches in the Beis HaMikdash. 13 is gematria echad. It's also gematria ahava. In other words, the Yevanim who put this emphasis on the body were trying to breach that ahava that we feel when we elevate our soul over our body. This level of love is a natural state of being that great tzaddikim are zochet to. V'hazochim l'maylas ahava rabba zo heim hanikram tzaddikim. What type of people are zochet to experience this degree of love? That's what we call tzaddikim. Kedichsiv, as the pasuk says, simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem. Tzaddikim who rejoice with Hashem. Right? That's a level of ahava that, again, we'll talk about, a level where a person totally transcends the physical grossness of the body and is able to reveal that inner ahava, that secret ahava that, again, is natural to the tzaddikim. The problem is that even though va'ameich kulam tzaddikim, even though we're all tzaddikim, we're not necessarily this type of tzaddik. We haven't conquered our bodies in this way. Ach lo kol adam zocha lezeh, says the Baal HaTanya in the next little paragraph. Lo kol adam zocha lezeh. Not everyone is able to overcome their body in this way. Ki lezeh tzarech zicho hachomer b'ma'od ma'od. To experience this, a person needs to refine the physicality very, very much. In an exceptional way, v'gam Torah u'maisim tovim harbe, and you have to also do a ton of mitzvos. You have to learn a ton of Torah. Lizkos l'neshama elyona shalemalim v'madregas ruach v'nefesh, that transcends and nefesh, reach a level that we call k'mo shekasev bereishis chachma shar ha'ava. Only a person who lives on the level of neshama, who has transcended the body, has access to this type of love. And that's what the pasuk is describing. Simchu tzaddikim b'Hashem. Only a person who's a tzaddik in this way. Like Yosef HaTzaddik, who was so handsome and was tempted by Ishas Potiphar, and he rose above his body to conquer that taiva, only a person on such a level, on the level of tzaddik, reaches that level, uncovers that level of neshama, which is this awesome tanug nifla, this wondrous, blissful love that a person feels for Hashem. It's interesting. What the Baal HaTanya is telling us is, again, that this ava is a level called neshama. Again, think about Chanukah. Chanukah is a time where, again, we elevate our neshama over our guf. It's a victory of the neshama over the guf. That's why neshama, I mentioned some of the chevra in the morning. Neshama is the same letters as Hashemen. Neshama is the same letters as Shmona. Right? All of the things that we associate with Chanukah have these same letters. Neshama, Shemen, Shmona, the number 8. Right? It's all Lamala Menateva. This is a level that's beyond. So chevra, the problem is that most of us have a hard time getting that. Maybe we taste it on Yom Kippur at Ne'ilah or something like that. But we're not the tzaddikim who have conquered our bodies in such a way that we're living on this level that's kulo neshama. So says the Baal Tanya, and this is what we really need to learn tonight, there's a second type of love. Just like in the Tanya, he talks about two types of souls. Tonight we're talking about two types of love. There's a love of the tzaddikim, an ava b'tanugim, a tanug nifla, where a person is able to just delight and rejoice with Hashem. But then there's a love you can actually work on. And that's what the Pasuk is talking about when the Pasuk says, Asher Anochi Mitzava Eschem La'asosa, I command you to make this love, La'avas Hashem, a love that you can create. So how do I do that? How do I work on that? So explains the Baal HaTanya. Have a look at this. It's beautiful. V'hashenis, number 2 of the second type of love, Hi Ava Shekol Adam Yuchol Lahagia Ela. It's a love that any person can work on, can nurture, can build. You might say, I'm not feeling it. Well, I'm going to give you a technique, says the Baal HaTanya, to start to feel it. Kishi is bonein hetiv b'umka deliba b'dvarim ha-ma'orim es ha'ava la'ashem b'leiv kol Yisrael. Start by thinking in a deep way, meditating. B'umka deliba, from the depth of your heart. Think about things that should awaken a love towards Hashem. So, where do I start? Says the Baal HaTanya, I'll give you a general, and I'll give you a specific. Hein derech klal. The first thing, just pause for a second and think. Kihu chayenu mamish. Hashem, you are my very life. Kihem chayenu varechemenu is not just the Torah's life and mitzvah's life. Hashem, you are my life. Kihu chayenu mamish. My existence is entirely connected to you wanting me to exist. At this moment, even if I'm doing an aveira, you're choosing that I should exist. So my life is inextricably bound up with yours. Ki yuchayinu mamash, you are my life. V'kasher ha'odam oev es nafsho v'chayev. In the same way that any healthy person loves his soul, loves his essence, loves himself, loves being alive, a sick person doesn't want to be alive, Rachmana Litzlan. A person who's not mentally well could be so depressed they don't want to live anymore. It's a tragedy. That's why the Torah says suicide is horrific. Because it means you failed to realize what a gift life is, how precious life is. A person who's healthy is in love with their life. They love being alive. They love their essence. They love the way that Hashem made them because Hashem made me this way. That's enough of a reason to love it. Kein yohav es Hashem. So when I realize how much I love myself, and I realize that myself is interwoven with God, because that's the only reason I exist, so love of self is really love of Hashem. I love Hashem. Kasher yizbonein v'yosim alibo, ki Hashem hu nafsho ha'amitis v'chayav mamish. When I meditate on the fact that Hashem is my soul, that Hashem is my life, and I think about how much I love my life, well then I guess that means that I love God. Kamo shekasav b'zohar ala pasuk nafshi ivisicha. Like the Zohar explains on the pasuk, nafshi, my soul, and the way he's reading it, the Zohar explains it, you are my soul, Hashem, and therefore, ivi sicha, I desire you the same way I desire life itself. The same way I enjoy being alive. Right? I love Hashem like I love myself. So when I think about what it means to be alive, that makes me wildly in love with Hashem. Hashem is choosing me to be alive. Whatever my circumstances may be, it's tailor-made for me. That should cause a person to fall madly in love with Hashem. V'hein derech prat. And now let's talk even more specific. Kishiyavin, when a person contemplates, ve'askil, bigdulaso shamelech malche hamlachim akadosh baruch hu derech pratis. When I think about the things that, again, the klal is just my existence. I exist, and the fact that I exist, I should be madly in love with Hashem over the fact that I exist. But now let's talk about what I know about Hashem or what I know I don't know about Hashem. That's the prat. When I think about the greatness of Hashem, the King of all kings, b'derech pratis, I think about in a detailed way, kasher yuchal se'es b'sichlo u'ma shalamala me'sichlo. When I think about what my mind can grasp, what I understand about the Creator, the positive knowledge that I have, and I think about what we call the negative knowledge, in other words, the things that I know I don't know, that which is lamala me'sichlo. As the Baal HaTanya calls elsewhere, right, again, based on Kabbalah, right, memale kol almin, and sovev kol almin, Hashem who fills the world, everything that I think I understand, and that which is around me because I don't grasp it yet. It surrounds me, it's beyond my grasp. And I start to contemplate the things I understand, the things I don't understand, and I start to wrap myself up and fill myself up with that awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then says the Baal HaTanya, I start to contemplate the awesome love that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for me. Here's another prat. Leireid lemitzrayim, that Hashem was willing, think about this for half a second, Chevra. Hashem was willing to descend into Mitzrayim. Ervas ha'aretz. Hashem came down into the most unholy place in the world. Hashem entered into the mud, so to speak. Ervas aretz, right? The most despicable place on earth. Ervas, Ervas means arayos, right? An obscene place, a perverse place. Hashem came down to save me, lahotzi nishmosenu mikur harbarzel, to pluck me out of that place, to redeem my soul from the iron crucible, the place where Jews were so stuck. Hashem chose me and pulled me out. Shehu hasitra achar achmana letzlan. It wasn't just that we were physically trapped in Mitzrayim, we were so spiritually sunken. The Sitra Achra had surrounded us. And Hashem pulled us in, lekarvenu elav uledavkenu b'shmo mamish. Hashem pulled us in, and He attached us to His name literally. Now what does it mean to attach to Hashem's name? So Chevra, the Ramban writes, in his Akdama to the Torah, that the entire Torah is the name of Hashem. Because the name of a person is their essence. And therefore, the name of Hashem, the essence of Hashem, is expressed through the Torah. So Hashem took me, a lowly slave, in the filth of Mitzrayim. Hashem picked me, and that's what everyone has to, we have to say to ourselves. Hashem picked me, and pulled me out of there, and took me to Har Sinai, and delivered me His essence. He gave me the Torah. V'hu shemo echad, and He is one with His name. He's one with His Torah. Dahainu shirom emanu mitachlis hashiflis va'atumla litachlis hakedusha. Such beautiful words. When I think that Hashem took me from the lowest place possible for a human being to descend and still exist, and He took me to the Tachlis HaKadusha, Hashem took me to Har Sinai and gave me the Torah and spoke to me directly, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, I am Hashem your God. Right? How do I feel when I think about how much Hashem loves me? So how could I not feel the same way towards Hashem? Says the Baal HaTanya, paraphrasing the pasuk in Mishlei, Azai kemayim haponim leponim. Chavi, you know the pasuk? The pasuk says, just as water reflects the face, when you look in the water, you see your own reflection. The pasuk in Mishlei says, so too the heart reflects heart. When you know someone loves you, you love them back. When you feel loved by someone, it's so much easier to love them. So says the Baal HaTanya, Don't have like some of us were learning the other day in the Avodas Yisrael, right? How dare you ask, does Hashem love me? Just think about it for half a second. Hashem picked you in your lowest moment and gave you the greatest gift possible. He took you to Har Sinai, from the lowest impurity to the heights of kedusha. So when I see that reflection of Hashem's love towards me, as I kamayim apanim apanim, like the water reflects the face. Tis orer ha'ava b'leiv kol maskil. So then all of a sudden this love should flare up inside. If I'm thinking, if my head is on straight, this love should flare up inside of me. Be'inyan zeh be'umka deliba le'ahov es Hashem ava oza u'ledav kabo b'leiv v'nefesh. So don't I want to give back some of that love that Hashem has showered upon us? Kamoshi yisbar b'makom b'arichus. Again, as I will explain at length in its proper place. In the latter chapters of the Tanya, the Baal Tanya talks about this. V'hine inyan ava zo ratza Moshe Rabbeinu olav ha-shalom lita b'lev kol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tried to instill this awareness within us. Okay, now he's going to give us a couple snippets from the psukim, but I want to give you the bigger picture. This is in Parshas Ekev in Devarim, Perek Yud. If you have a chumash, it's kedai to open it up, and it's starting from Pasuk Yud Beis. Va'ata Yisrael, Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud Beis in Chumash Devarim, the end of Parshas Ekev. Va'ata Yisrael. I'm just reading from the chumash now for a minute. Va'ata Yisrael. Now, Jewish people, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoel Meimach. What does Hashem ask of you? Ki im liyiras Hashem Elokecha. Fear Hashem, have awe, respect for Hashem. Leleches b'chol derachav, walk in His ways. La'avo, so love Hashem. La'avodas Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha v'chol nafshecha. Love Hashem and serve Him with all your heart and all your soul. Guard the mitzvos. And then Moshe Rabbeinu says, Pasuk Yud Dalid, Hein la'Hashem Elokecha ha'shamayim u'shmei ha'shamayim ha'aretz v'chol asher ba. Realize, meditate on the fact that Hashem is the God of the entire heavens and the entire earth below. And yet, of anything that Hashem could have chosen, look what Moshe says in Pasuk Tezvav, Rak ba'avosecha chashak Hashem la'ava osam. Of all the things in the entire universe, what did Hashem choose? What did He desire? He chose the avos, v'yivchar bizaram achareyam. I don't think Hashem just loved the avos, He loves you, He chose their children, He chose every one of us. Mikol ha'amim kayom hazeh. And it has to be kayom hazeh, as clear as day to you, that Hashem chose you from all the nations. So therefore, maltem es arlas levavchem, pasuk tazayin, circumcise your heart. Wake up, sleepy Jew, and understand how Hashem feels about you. And the psukim go on and on and on, describing how Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, like the Baal Tani was just describing. And how does it end? Look on the screen. Let's read inside now on the screen, or in the sefer in front of you. Moshe wanted to put this love into the heart of every Jew. Va'ati Yisrael, again, right? Hein la'Hashem lokech ha'shamayim. Hashem is the master of the heavens. Rak ba'vosecha chashak. Hashem chose you, and He circumcised your heart. And there were 70 souls that went down to Mitzrayim. Va'ahavtan, Hashem showered you with love, and Hashem wants you to love Him. And therefore, when it's all said and done, how does it wrap up? How does it wrap up? Pasuk Chaf Beis, 70 souls went down to Mitzrayim. V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. Yeah, no, sorry, before we get to that, the end of that first pasuk, right? What does it say? V'lachein tziyem dvar v'al'avazu asher anochim betzava eschem la'asosa. And about this love that we're describing, I command you to make it. So you know, I don't know how to make feelings of love. Either I feel it or I don't. Says the Baal HaTanya, and says Moshe Rabbeinu, what are you, crazy? Of course you can work on love of Hashem. All you have to do is think about these things. Picture yourself as a slave in Mitzrayim your whole life. You were born and raised, your entire existence was in Mitzrayim. And now Hashem came and He plucked you out of there. Of anything Hashem could have chosen, He chose the lowly slaves in Mitzrayim. Asher anochi mitzaveh eschem la'asosa. And now I'm commanding you to nurture that love. She'ava asuya b'lev al yedei habina v'hadas b'dvarim ha'ma'orim esa'ava. I'm asking you to create that love by contemplating those things which can awaken that love. So, Chevra, of course, you know what comes next. What happens right after this? What happens in the next parak? What happens in Ekev Perek Yud Aleph? Right? Those are the words of Shema. Those are the psukim of Shema. V'lachein siyem dvar v'avazu. We're commanded to make that love, to work on that love. V'alzet siva kvar tchila. V'hayu hadvar ma'ela asher anochi mitzavacha hayom al levavcha. These words, I want you to what? I want you to take them and place them on your heart. Kedei she'al yedei ze tovo la'aves Hashem, kedei isa b'sifrei al pasuk zeh. It's interesting. If you look in the sifrei, if you look in that medrash on this pasuk, the medrash is trying to explain how a person could love Hashem in their heart. So the Medrash answers, you know how to love Hashem in your heart? I'll tell you. How do you love Hashem in your heart? By placing the love of Hashem upon your heart. How is that the answer? What kind of answer is that? But the Lubavitcher Rebbe explained, it's so simple. Because if you want to get that feeling of love into your heart, you have to keep putting it on top of your heart. The Kotzker Rebbe said a very similar thing. But it's really a Medrash. That the more you put it on top of your heart, the more you think about it, you contemplate it, you meditate upon it, eventually it'll start to sink in. And then a person will become aware, right? Place these words upon your heart, and then slowly, 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 that feeling of love will become second nature to a person. So says the Baal HaTanya, V'hine al ahava zo hasheinis shayich lashon mitzvah v'tzivoy. So now let's circle back to the beginning of this awesome introduction to the Shaar Yichud V'Amuna. Now let's circle back. What was our opening question? We had two questions. We had a question of Chanuch Chanayal Pidarko, why am I educating a child in a less than ideal way and then hoping it's going to stick forever? We want him to graduate. We want him to move past that. And second of all, we were bothered by the notion of what? Of making love, making feelings of love. How do you make a feeling of love? How do you create that? La sosa, how do you do that? How do you do the feeling of love? How do you generate that ava? So now, says the Baal HaTanya, well, if you're talking about the type of love, the ava b'ta'anugim that tzaddikim experience by rising above their bodies, maybe not everyone can get there. As the Tanya writes in the first section of Tanya, most of us are expected to not be tzaddikim, but to be beinonim. Halavai, we should be beinonim. We should be in-betweeners. We may not be tzaddikim. We may never experience that intense love that's being described as a person who has overcome all of physicality, basically. That might be out of reach for some of us. It may not be realistic for our souls to reach such a level. But the second type of love that we're describing here, a love by thinking about Hashem chose me, a love by thinking that Hashem is my life, a love of thinking about the kindness of Hashem to take us out of Mitzrayim, that type of love you can command. You could command such a love. By becoming a contemplative person, a person who meditates on those things that awaken that feeling of love. That first type of love that flares up on its own if a person's on such a level, lo shayach lashon tzivoy u'mitzvah klal, you can't command it. V'lo od, and not only that, you can't even, a tzaddik who's on that level can't even demand it, can't even earn it. It's a gift from Hashem. He matan tzcharen tzal tzaddikim, it's a prize, it's a gift, it's a reward that Hashem gives to tzaddikim. Lit'o me'ein olam haba ba'olam haza. Wow. To get a taste of olam haba while still in olam haza. Sha'alea nemar, and about that it was said, avodas matana etenas kunaschem. That's a pasuk in Bamidbar Parak Yudches. That avodas matana, right, as a gift, I'll give you this level of kunaschem, which is a code word for love. It's a level of love, kamoshi yisbar v'makoma, as we'll explain. It's what we call ava b'ta'anugim. It's something that's just totally beyond. You can't command it, and you can't even really work on it. But chevra, this love that we're describing now is a love that we can all work on. We can start thinking about it more. Why I should feel so in love with Hashem. K'mayim panim el panim, reflecting that love that Hashem has for me. So now we understand, yes, you can create, it is shayach, to use a lashon of asiyah, to make and to mold that feeling of love. So now, what about our other question? What about our question of chanuch lenar al pi darko? Why do I want to be a child forever? Don't I want to mature? Don't I want to grow up? So says the Baal HaTanya in the last couple of lines. Achine yadua liyodim taima dekra. But it has to be known to us that even the tzaddikim, even the person who reaches that ultimate level, those who understand the deeper meaning behind psukim understand a pasuk in Mishlei. What does it mean, kisheva yipol tzaddik v'kam? What does it mean that a tzaddik falls seven times and he gets back up? What does that mean? Why is a tzaddik falling so much? Right? What's the secret of this? Well, the tzaddik had a bad day. He struck out that day. He wasn't paying attention. He's a little bit off that day. What happened? Why did the tzaddik fall? And the tzaddik falls and he gets back up. It sounds like it's a vart in resilience. You know, you get knocked down, you get back up. Says the Baal HaTanya, if you understand the secrets of Torah, you understand it's much, much more than that. Specifically, since a person is supposed to be a mahalich, right? Like it says in the Navi Zechariah, he's supposed to be a holich, a person who's always going and growing and ascending, not to be stuck on your level. A a person's not supposed to be on one level forever, it's supposed to be a growing, changing, elevating Jew. However, there's only one way to get to the next level. You know how to do that? I always give the mashal of a ladder. I think it's a good mashal. When you want to climb a ladder, let's say you're standing on a ladder. Yeah, you're halfway up the ladder. And you want to now what? You want to climb up a higher rung. So what do you have to do? You have to do something that's very scary. What do you have to do? You have to take your hand off the ladder. You have to lift up one of your feet and destabilize yourself. You have to be willing to risk to fall or almost, you know, almost look like you're falling in order to ascend. So says the Baal HaTanya, that's what we're talking about here. Bein madrega l'madrega, as a person grows from one level to the next, terem sheyagia l'madrega elyona mimeno, hu bechinas nafila mimadrega rishona. The only way to reach the next level is to kind of let go, to fall away from that first level, from that lower level. Ach ki yipol lo yutal ksiv. But the pasuk tells us that even though he falls lo yutal, he will not be utterly cast down. Even when it looks like you're falling, it's a falling to ascend higher. It's letting go of one rung to grab onto a higher rung. So the tzaddik understands, I have to sometimes what? I have to let go of my lofty madrega for the purpose of ascending to an even higher madrega. Ve'eina nikres nefila ele legabe madregaso harishona. It's only called a nefila in the sense that he's experiencing a moment of being destabilized, of losing his grip for a second, in order to what? In order to go up. He has to kind of let go of being this type of tzaddik to be able to become that type of tzaddik on a higher level. V'lo legabe shar kol adam chas v'shalom. He's not really falling compared to regular people. He's not having a yerida. He's having what we call a yerida litzarach aliyah. He's letting go in order to go higher. Sha'afal pichein hu lamala mikol adam bavadaso. He's still a tzaddik. He's still way above us. He still holds on to a reshimo. A reshimo means a roshem, right? He still has a trace of the original level. But he's going through a period of a perception of falling in order to ascend. So when he's in that zone, where it looks like he's slipping off the ladder, how is he going to love Hashem in that moment? He's not a tzaddik. He has to let go of tzaddik to become a bigger tzaddik, but for a moment, he's not that tzaddik who's naturally wildly in love with Hashem. So you know what he has to do? You know what he has to, pun intended, fall back on when he's falling? He falls back on the second type of love. He taps into that second type of love. Even the tzaddik, when he has, so to speak, a bad day. And by the way, there's a way to learn everything we're learning here as being relevant to every one of us. We have our days when we're tzaddikim. We have days when we're not doing so well. We have days when it's so easy, it's so natural to daven, it's so natural to learn, it's so natural to conquer the Yetzirah. And then we have days when we feel like life's falling apart. Now it's all, if we understood properly, we would understand it's a setback to help me grow. It's a yerida litzarach aliyah. But how do I hang on in those moments when it feels like everything's falling apart? And the answer is what? I fall back on my youth. I fall back on the lower level, the childish level. The chinuch, right? The chinuch, the training that I had to start to feel love towards Hashem. Again, I would love to graduate from it. In answer to the pasuk, chanuch l'nar al pi darko, gam ki yazkin lo yasur mimeno. Educate a child according to his ways, and then when he gets older, he's still going to need it. Why? Doesn't he graduate? The answer is, of course he graduates. You're not the same person you were in high school. You're not the same person you were 6 months ago. You're a growing person. You're an evolving person. But there's going to be moments in your life when you need to what? Where you need to kind of just reawaken that basic feeling of love, which is always available to us, even in those chaotic moments of life. Gam ki yaskin, I could tap back into the chinuch from my youth. I could tap back into this lower level of avod that I've been creating by meditating on Hashem's love for me. Says the Baal HaTanya in the last four lines. Ach ikara. When I go back to the love that I trained myself in from my youth, right? That love which can be worked on. The way things were before it was natural to me, right? Sometimes I get into a good groove and it's feeling very natural. My Yiddishkeit feels very natural, and then it falls apart a little bit. So I start to think, like, what's wrong with me? What's going on? So go back to the hard work that you put in to get to that point. You know? You had a certain stage in your life where you feel like everything was just clicking, and now it's not clicking. So go back to whatever that point was, to relive those experiences that got you moving, that got you going again. That's what Gam Ki Yazkin, that even after you became a big tzaddik, again, whether it's a true tzaddik, like he's talking, or relative tzidkus, our best self, we have to sometimes tap back into the training of our youth. And that's the Gam Ki Yazkin Lo Yasur Mimena. Even when you grow old, you sometimes need to tap back into that chinuch love, that lower level love, right? The love that you trained yourself in. Okay? So concludes the Baal HaTanya, the last two lines. So like we started, we said all of mitzvot are rooted in dechilu and rechimu, in av and yira. Mitzvot aseh, mitzvot lo aseh. Sur meira and aseh tov. Avoid the negative, immerse yourself in the positive. One of the first things, not one of the first thing. Hinei reishis hadvarim. The first factor to awaken that av and yira, the yesod, the foundation of it is what? Hi ha'emuna hatahora. V'ne'emana, it is the pure faith and belief in Yichudo v'achduso yisbarach v'yis'ale. To realize, like we learned in the very first principle of the Baal Shem Tov, in the Baal Shem Tov Shirim, that ein od movado mamish, to meditate on the oneness of Hashem. To realize that there's a unity to everything. That the whole world, even though it looks like it's so disparate, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. And when I understand what that Echad is about, which we'll, Mirtz Hashem, understand through these 13 chapters, right? The 12 chapters plus the introduction, 13, Gematria Echad, through these 13 chapters of the Shara Yichud V'Amuna, we'll understand what the Echad is all about, what the unity and the oneness of Hashem is all about. And then by meditating on that and by tapping into that, right, it'll awaken within us the Ava and Yira that we need to do every single thing that we do as a Jew. Okay? So it's such a Gevaldic introduction. So fundamental. It answers such a basic question. What does it mean to work on Avas Hashem? Is there such a thing as working on Avas Hashem? And the Baal HaTanya says, yes, it's a very real thing. And again, the more time you put into it, to work on it, to meditate on it, to think about K'mayim Panim El Panim, how much Hashem loves you, it becomes second nature to feel that love back to Hashem. And halavai, we should have those moments where we're just coasting along, but we have to be holchim. We have to be growing. And growing means taking risks. It means letting go on the ladder, taking a risk, right? Putting yourself a little bit out of your comfort zone spiritually to be able to reach for something spiritually above it. All right? So we should all be zochah. We should all be zochah to climb that ladder and recognize that echad that permeates all of life. Feel the avanira.